in 80 countries, in 7 languages, to over a 500 million viewers each week. The World Wrestling Federation, the worldwide leader in sports entertainment.
Series premiere and series finale.
A lot of people out there realize that I'm a little bit hyper, a little bit different, and a little bit the same at the same time. What did I say? It doesn't really matter because we're talking big steel cage match where nothing makes sense.
Labyrinth, come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from head to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving.
I'm not important, and neither are you. So let's do whatever we wanna do.
Come in.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Now, that'll probably be the song I put at the end of it.
So what is this? This is blank. This is whatever. This will be a mixture of positive motivation. This will be a mixture of side quests. This is a mixture of getting to know people. This is a mixture of peeking into the mind of Holden Albright. But this, Brendan Caulfield, peek into the mind of Brendan Caulfield. I'm sorry I went Holden there. But this right here is episode 170 of This is Brendan. And the second episode posted, there will be no episode numbers for This is Blank. But this is June 2023. A little solo podcast, month preview, month review. There is no month review, because this is the first month review. So, just a month preview. So, let me tell you what this podcast is about. So, my little note card here. My goal is Wednesdays and Fridays there will be an episode of this podcast. Every Wednesday is a new episode, and Friday is a little flashback episode. I will post a little snippet of some Patreon content, a little preview of some podcasts I did 10, 11 years ago, some randomness video, vlog, car talks I've done, because I've been doing this since June 10th. Actually, there's vlogs before, I think, the podcast, or it was after the podcast, I don't remember. I'll put little stand-up previews in here, and if you sign up in the level 1 tier, even though some of these podcasts will only be for level 2 and up, whatever I preview will be on the level 1 tier of the Patreon. And I'll get into later on of like all the different content on the Patreon. But I want to have 5 backed episodes. If there's 8 episodes, I'll do double release weeks, which means there will be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday week of episode release, of which I actually, and I'll get into how many podcasts I actually have. So the next couple weeks there will be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The new chats will drop every Wednesday, flashback Fridays or Fridays. The first Monday will be the solo podcast Q&A month review preview. This is coming out on the first Wednesday because it is a new chat. It's a chat between myself and you, Brendan Caulfield, to whoever's listening to this. How are you? Are you good? Tyler Wolf, I know, listens to these. And the last Monday will be the positivity podcast. Oh, I thought it was the second Monday. Okay. The second Monday. I've changed that around now. So the first 2 weeks will always be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monthly, I want to have some quarterly guests. These will be like little side quests. They're still being penciled in. There's a comedian dude I know, Izzy. He's a crazy dude. He's the one actually that made me coin the term side quest, because I just mentioned, I've always joked about some people being non-playable characters. But we talked about side quests, and he mentioned he's been going on a lot of side quests lately. But there will be a monthly podcast, a monthly episode called The Dead Parent Society. I wrote down potential because it's going to be like younger guys of potential. And I want to do small business spotlights. So I'll have a conversation with someone about their business and then record some sort of video content to match up with like if they're a wine bar, I want to do a wine tasting. If they're a bookstore, I want to do a little book haul video. Each episode will be 45 to 60 minutes, even though some of these chats have been over an hour. I'm editing it down. You'll hear it next week with the first few episodes. But then there will be a Q&A that will be Patreon exclusive, and there will be bonus content that's Patreon exclusive. And on Patreon, ad-free and early. The Patreon is patreon.com/BrendanC. So this podcast, what I'm doing is I'm focusing on some awesome and pissed off moments, focusing on my guests' younger selves, some struggles, some motivations and inspirations they've had, advice, future goals, and the segment that's been named after a great patron, Brian Watson, Slices from Pizza Man. Aiming for less than 55 minutes. Some short segments in there. I'm going to have them list three of their favorite things on some segments. And yeah, the bonus Patreon content is extended cuts and Patreon Q&A. The interviews I've done already for the new series. Mark Shaw, Van Landen, Chrissy Bowman, Victoria Butler, Nick Sullivan, Mikey Truth, Kevin the Intern. Two I have scheduled and not recorded yet are Sebastian Wolf from Out West and Junior Benito. Some archived This Is Brendan's that were never released, and they are available at the level 3 and higher tier in the raw format. Rob Rage, PB Smooth, Ileon Habanero, April and Chrissy, staff members from Smash Wrestling, Clay Wilson, Rye Levy, Gumby, Shiloh, Jay Chung, Ben Ortmans. I don't know how many of those will go into the main feed just yet, and if any of those names pique your interest, sign up for the Patreon and go check it out. And actually, if anyone signs up for any of the tiers on the Patreon, level 1 or level 2, and you are interested in one of these chats, I will send you the YouTube link to the Raw Podcast. So all you gotta do is sign up for the Patreon, any tiers, send me a message of which of these chats, Rob Rage, PB Smooth, Ileon Habanero, April and Chrissy, Clay Wilson, Rye Levy, Gumby, Shiloh, Jay Chung, and Ben Ortmans, and I'll send you that. The way I'm looking at also content now is I broke them down to weight classes. I consider shorts to be cruiserweights. Less than 15 seconds or less than 60 seconds. Funny, intriguing previews. The middleweight will be 5 to 10 minutes. Informative clips. Heavyweight content will be 10 to 30 minutes. Experiences. Like vlogs and such like that, and then the super heavyweight is 30 plus minutes, and those will be mostly podcasts. That's how I've seen my content going forward. I'm figuring out the tiers on the Patreon. I'm figuring out the content I want to do. I want to do Twitch. I just actually made plans with Van Landen that we're gonna try every Thursday. There might be Thursdays that don't work out, but we're just going to react and watch some funny shit. We're going to watch some monster trucks, car crashes, some road rage incidences, police body cam footage, whatever we want to watch. And if you're in the level 4 tier, you'll get Twitch invites to that. And if you follow me on Instagram, at Holden Pro, you'll be able to see previews. Or not previews, an exclusive pre-show. 10 minutes, and if you're a patron at any tier, you'll be able to call in to chat with me before I go live on whatever streaming service. When I say Twitch, I mean YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter, just not Instagram Live, because StreamYard's very easy to use everything. The Patreon content that I'm now figuring out, like how to bounce stuff out, is raw podcast, raw footage, which includes stand-up comedy, producer credit, producer shout-out, match review podcast, commercials, monthly video chat. Oh, yeah. Commercials. Yeah, unfortunately, not unfortunately, this feed now, which will be different from the This Is Brendan feed, will have advertisements, which is a great point to put one in right now.
Upcoming dates, June 24th, I return to Pro Wrestling Ontario in Hamilton, Ontario, to face a member of Disgraceland. They cost me a chance to face the open weight champion, so I don't care if it's Shiloh, Scumbag 8, Saber, Grizz. I think Sunny Z is still overseas, but I'll take on any of them. June 30th, Oshawa Wrestling. I defend my Oshawa Wrestling Heavyweight Championship of the world against John Von Tavius. And the next day, July 1st, I return to Barrie Wrestling in Barrie, Ontario on Canada Day. Probably doing a hardcore thing. To be honest, we are legally not allowed to do a Falls Count Anywhere match like myself and Pretty Ricky and Puff have done because the police have banned us from doing that. So we need to stay in our little area. But if you will like to watch that Barrie Wrestling show and the Barrie Wrestling show I just had this past weekend, you can go to independentwrestling.tv and use the promo code Barrie400. That promo code is Barrie400. Enjoy all of Barrie Wrestling. Enjoy Pro Wrestling Ontario. Now back to the show.
As you can see also, like, the advertisements are not... they're not disingenuous. They are personalized for now. And one of the ways is if you join the Raw tier on the Patreon or you give me a little thing. Because I'm going to also do these community shout-outs also. So that will be available for all patrons. Post your bake sales, your podcasts, anything like that. going back to these... there will be monthly video chat, merch discounts, invites on live streams, mystery packs, free tickets, a supporter credit, 3 months fanzine, a physical monthly cameo style video. So if you need some motivation, some inspiration, a promo, I got you. A little happy birthday shout out. Live podcast recordings. Most of these podcasts, actually, I have broadcasted live. So if you were in that level 3 or 4 tier, you would have been able to watch it. I know Brian watched it, and he was very happy that there was a Pizza Man segment. You get full matches, Zoom events. You get to be invited into the Meet the Acolytes, which is a new podcast series starting on the Patreon. There's bonus podcasts. There's tons of it already in the archives, and more coming soon. But yeah, Instagram Live, call-ins, exclusive merch, podcast Q&A, because I call the patrons Acolytes of Albright. So there is an APA-inspired shirt for the Acolytes of Albright that you're only allowed to purchase if you're on the Patreon. You get some podcast Q&As and podcast extra footage, credits in the video. Yeah, so early and ad-free videos and podcasts, exclusive posts with blogs, pics, and fanzine, which... all the live stream video on demands will be available on my OnlyFans, which is free to subscribe. OnlyFans.com/HoldenAllNight, A-L-L-N-I-G-H-T. I'm going to be honest, there will be no sexual content posted there. There will be shirtless photos, but that's my gym accountability kind of stuff. But there will be a tip menu that you do have to pay. You have to pay to play, players. If you do want some custom content, which will include minimal clothing, but no full frontal nudity. I do like showing my butt, though. I think butts are funny. But yeah, also on the Patreon, there will be a fanzine with the first one starting next month. I reflected back, actually. I just did a little bonus podcast, a little talks. on my old pillars of GTA Wire, which was my first podcast, which I first did 11 years ago,11 years ago, 2012. And I reflected back on it, and there was the four pillars were a travel channel, a tech channel, a mystery channel, and a general life topic. It was going to be GTA Wired, GTA Wireless, GTA Unwired, and Murders, Monsters, Mysteries, and more, which I actually did do a series of those podcasts with Alexia Nicole, Gabriel Fuerza, and Pretty Ricky, and Jimmy. Great things. I think they're still on the YouTube as of now. I haven't tidied up my YouTube now. A lot of those are going to go unlisted, but the archives will be available on the Patreon. If you're a patron, I'm sorry, you're going to get a lot of posts this week. And also, here's a little spoiler alert. I have not edited the tiers of the bonus podcast for the old archive podcasts. So you can go in those archives. We got ABC podcasts, some roundtables, audio journals, and friends, favorite matches. A lot of old podcasts on there aren't locked to level 2 right now. So if you sign up, like within the next week, you'll be able to unlock those level 2 podcasts.
And every episode, I give a shout out to some patrons. So thank you for the continued support, Tommy Richardson, Uncle Bobby B, Brian, Pizza Man Watson, Morgan, and Mama Thomas, Rob Arbick, and Gimpy. But this is the first podcast of the month. So welcome aboard, Victoria Butler. I see you there, CJ Sakini. He's actually hosting Instagram Lives, coming back again. Daniel Sun, Jordan McEwen, Jordan Yates, Justin Zane, Peter, Shane Petrovic, and Gilmy Talks. Remember, if you would like to be shouted out, all tiers get shouted out first episode of the month. Level 3 and 4 get shout out every episode. Now, back to the show. Oh, it's patreon.com/BrendanC. Get a whole bunch of this stuff. Talk soon.
And lastly for this, I did ask people to send in their questions. And the questions I got, Dylan Graydon asked, if you had to switch up gimmicks, what would you want? What would you want to be your next one? Your new one? Brother, I just changed my gimmicks. The new Holden Albright, which credit to Mike Jeffries, Bear Wrestling commentary from this past weekend, called me Dapper Holden Albright. The new mindset of this Holden Albright, I would describe the gear choice as Sunday lunch got interrupted, so we got to settle some business on the driveway. And you could say the joke of watches The Sopranos once, makes it his whole identity kind of thing. But I am half Italian and Sicilian specifically. I just change it. And my inspirations for this character is Tony Soprano meets 50 Cent meets a corrupt county sheriff. Justin Gilmed asks, if you had to create the next big crazy internet craze, what would it be? I'm so fucking happy and appreciative that I haven't been down the road of memes and internet fads and craziness. No Tide Pod challenges. There is a video of me doing an ice bucket challenge, and I got like half a shaved head, half a shaved beard. I look like a fucking idiot. But yeah, I think one of like the shorts kind of stuff that I watch a lot is like the feel good, I forget what it's called, kind of content, but it's like, hey, can I borrow $1 or I'll sell you this for $1, and then they give like tickets to a basketball game or a wrestling event or pays for someone's lunch or dinner or something like that. It's cool, it's nice. I hope the next internet craze is just like saving the environment and pursuing happiness. Clay Wilson asked, charcoal or propane? He had a great joke that he sent me because we were actually playing SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, which I think I'm going to play the season mode on. I might go through the SmackDown games of SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown vs. Raw 2006, 2007, the season modes. Because I need to unlock the stuff for Here Comes the Pain. I think I'm going to do a King of the Ring style tournament simulated via Here Comes the Pain. Stay tuned for details on that. But yeah, he called it Here Comes the Propane, and it was a photoshopped album or cover art of the Here Comes the Pain box art, and it had all the King of the Hill characters on it. Real good. New King of the Hill soon. Can't wait. More details coming out. Sounds fun. I've been watching Clone High. It's not the best, but it's not horrible. It's a nice little time waste. Ryan Kavarik asks, favorite drive and why? I just liked drives. Like, especially going to, like, anywhere across the border. It just felt like an adventure. But it wasn't until during the pandemic when we had the barn set up, shout out Shane Saber for that, that I really enjoyed a drive and liked a specific drive. And like coming from Brampton to Schaumburg, I didn't take the highway. And one of the things I even like related to was highways are unnatural. When you're on the back roads and you're going up and down and you're curving around roads and stuff like that, you know, like, ups and downs are natural in life. A straight line is not fucking natural. We've created this, and it's not real. It's Fugazi. And so, yeah, and then when I was going to Cambridge for coaching at Crossbody, I would take some back roads, but those back roads were not as fun. There was one time, actually, that, like, an Amber Alert warning kind of thing came on, and it scared the fuck out of me because the radio was yelling at me. Or my phone yelled at me. And it's gunman loose. Very dangerous. Do not approach. Get inside and stay sheltered. And when I got that alert, I looked around me. And I was just surrounded by fields for like tens of kilometers. And I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna die. And then I looked it up. And it was a dude shot at a cop, or shot two cops. So I'm not a cop. And it was in Dunnville or Hagersville, which is like 45 minutes away from Hamilton. And I'm near goddamn Cambridge. I'm like 2 hours away from this. This dude ain't gonna shoot me. There was a Dave Chappelle bit of, he said, when there was a loose gunman in LA and he put up his manifesto, he was targeting cops. And when he landed in LA, because there was an award show, the cops are like, hey, if you need extra security, we got you covered or whatever. And Dave's like, I read his manifesto. He ain't got a problem with me. He got a problem with you guys, with the cops. Do you guys need some protection? Oh, man. No, but I just enjoyed back roads. I took the highway. No, I didn't take the highway for much going to Barrie yesterday. And I didn't touch at all coming home. That's a nice drive. 27. I like 27. Wade Allen asks, which Charlie Brown character would come out on top in a battle royal? Now, here's the thing. I have a Charlie Brown expert on my sphere of influence. So this comes from Anthony Kingdom James, Anthony Rutgazer. I asked Wade Allen's question. I screenshot it and sent it. And he said, Lucy or Linus? Lucy's a little bit of a... of a little bit of a, fuck it, I'll say. Lucy's a little bit of a cunt taking that ball away from Charlie, so she'll probably use her feminine wilds to distract the attracted to her people. Sean Gibson asks, your creativity is constant. How do you keep motivated even in days you want to curl up and sleep? So, if you look at the goddamn archives, there is no consistency. Until recently, I called this little past 3 months my pre-production phase. And then what sucks is the pre-production, the release date was this week. I missed my deadline. But I missed the self-imposed deadline by like 4 or 5 days. It's not that bad. The solo motivational or the monthly motivational podcast is going up tomorrow, today. The new podcast feed has activity scheduled in it. The Patreon has had more content. I interviewed way too many people. I got sick. I had to postpone a couple of those podcasts. So I think it's like the... I'm not motivated in days I'm not motivated. I'm not disciplined enough. There is Gabriel Fuerza had a great question that I asked Josh Alexander at a seminar. What do you think is more important, motivation or discipline? I think motivation is always there, but discipline is the gas. So your motivation is owning the car. If you have no motivation, you have no form of transportation. But if you have discipline, you have gas. So here's the thing. I think discipline is more important. But also, you won't have discipline if you're not motivated. And the motivation is just a goal. It's what do you want to do? And I've wanted to do, and I've done too much. I do think discipline is more important. Because that's the fuel that gets you there. That's if you don't have the car, at least you'll get on the bus kind of situation. So I think that's just the... And it's... The benefit, and Sean saying this is awesome. The benefit is having deadlines and real deadlines, not deadlines you can push. A show's coming up on June 10th, Barry Wrestling. Why would I not be prepared for that? Or even if I'm not prepared, that date's coming up. There's tickets sold. There's a ring set up. There's a time I have to be there. I got to go perform whether I want to or not. And I think like that's my motivation. My discipline most of the time is not disappointing people. And it helps to be paid to do the thing. And that could be $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever. It helps to get some motivation in that money. Blue Meanie Free Show asks, does legendary director Axel Braun still follow you? I quote tweeted that with Axel's Twitter profile where he does follow Holden Albright. So Axel Braun, if you do not know this name, he is a porn director that does very high quality parodies. Myself, Freak Show, and Jordan, Freak Show's co-host, we did a podcast that was only on the Patreon. And we did a watch-along to trailers for porn. I've never done this in my life. What the fuck? I need to reflect back on that. That might be a bonus episode or a Flashback Friday episode down the line. Free Show's a good dude, though. I wish him the best. Between Two Beards asks, are you still mad at Pluggo? I'm going to be honest, Pluggo. I'm a Spencer Love guy. Spencer Love told me to talk shit about you. I don't know who you are. I know Spencer, though. Spencer, great dude. Shout out Love Wrestling. Theoran R, TheoMJ21 on Twitter, asks, what do you think about the Smash Wrestling event with Femme Fatale's Defy in Progress? What do you think about shows having so many revivals and reboots? Who's your favorite opponent in the ring? Disney Plus or Paramount Plus? What is a must-see movie for this year? Okay, let's go with the movies, because I've been starting to watch movies. The new Spider-Verse movie came out, so I got to watch that. I think I'm going to watch it in the next week. I watched Super Mario Brothers 2 weeks ago. Real fun. What do you think about shows having so many revivals and reboots? Well, I said I'm excited for King of the Hill. I said I've been watching Clone High. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. Like, we live in an interesting time in society. The barriers are the lowest they've ever been. It's been so easy to enter. But it's hard to stay or be relevant. I do subscribe to YouTube Premium, and so I could download stuff. I've been watching so much YouTube stuff that there's some good shit there. I watch a lot of resale and game hunting videos and news podcasts and little, like, celebrity gossip or top 10 lists. And it's so convenient. Like, there is video content that I would relate to, like, talk radio kind of stuff. Like, YouTube is so underappreciated. So if major studios want to see or can only bet on sure things so that they don't lose money, there are so many small creators. Because I also believe in entertainment right now. We're entering a time span of middle class and lower class entertainers. And not in a bad way. Just, you don't need millions of dollars. Whatever you need to live a comfortable life is that. Who's your favorite? Oh, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus? I don't think I've ever actually subscribed to Paramount Plus. I am an Amazon Prime guy. I subscribe to Stacked because I need commercials. Another thing is believing that our society is too self-centered because we need more commercials. If you don't need a tampon, you should still see tampon commercials to remember there are people in the world that use them. But I've never subscribed to Paramount Plus. Heels, the new season's coming up, so I might have to resubscribe to Starz. I have been a Disney Plus subscriber for a long time.
I don't think I've actually used it recently. To be honest, I think my sister uses it for her niece and my mom might use it. But I do pay for that. Godfather of Harlem, actually. When I was driving to do my laundry, I was thinking of what I wanted to watch. I've been watching a lot of Crave. Big shout out to Crashing. It's a stand-up comedy thing. I put Crave in Amazon and Stacked. You want to know what, actually? Pluto. Pluto TV is a free app. And I believe there is some VOD content on it, but the channels they have. I've been watching so much Fear Factor, King of Queens, Unsolved Mysteries, Wipeout, and a little bit of, like, Everybody Hates Chris. And I need less choice of what episode I want to watch and just watch what show. I know Netflix had it for a minute. They had a shuffle button. There's a few apps that you can go to, like website apps, to check out, like, oh, Community, pick a random episode, Seinfeld, Friends, Office, whatever. But Pluto is just fun that it's like, it's blocks, it's just that one show or a theme of things. Shout out Pluto TV, go check it out. And actually, I see a lot of Paramount Plus ads on that. Who's your favorite opponent in the ring? I told a really great story with Van Landen last year that I'm so fucking happy with. And there's, like, some ups and downs. Josh Alexander is a dude that, like, he made me work hard. He was the discipline I needed at that time. And it all just came from, he was just motivated as seeing me as a dude that worked hard and wanted to give me an opportunity to learn and absorb his information and pass it along. There's a great quote I love of, success is paying back the people that helped you along the way. Mentors, coaches, whatever. Yeah, I'm really happy with my Van Landen work. And Josh was probably the guy, and there was a timeline, like, we wrestle each other, like, every 5 to 7 months, and I felt like that was, like, my world one boss each time, world 1-2, world 1-3, world 1-4. And what do you think about Smash Wrestling Event with Femme Fatale's Defiant Progress? I think Smash did a great job before the pandemic of that SummerSlam weekend of making it a big hub for wrestling in Toronto and seeing a lot of people that you've never seen before and promotions you've never seen before. I'm a big fan of collaboration over competition, and this isn't even competition, this is just scheduling it out, and AEW's running Saturday and Sunday now, so I'm for cross-promoting shows and more opportunity for talent, because here's, like, the thing, it's whenever a wrestler crosses a border for the first time, America, the state, a province, Canada, it means something cool to them. They get to add a little flag emoji to their bio, and it means something. And for the fans, they get a different slice of things. And I'll give credit that when Progress has come over and Defy and Femme Fatales, even if it is the same ring, even if it's the same production crew, there is a different spice and flavor to the dish. And lastly, Brian Watson. Here's a sample of some of the slices from Pizza Man, Brian Watson. Is a hot dog considered a sandwich? I would say no, because it is for that. And maybe a sandwich, in my mind, needs to be two separate pieces. And because a hot dog is round, it fucks it up. If two vegans get in an argument, is it still considered a beef? Yes, it is faux beef. And he also asked, what was your most memorable moment or moments in wrestling? I am so grateful and appreciative for the fact that I've experienced so much in wrestling that I don't have a most memorable. I just have a bunch of memories. And even my life, I've been on a lot of adventures, and I don't mean traveling. I've just done a lot of dumb shit, and I'll get nom-style flashbacks of, oh shit, I've done this. So, I have a lot of accidentally forgettable moments. I have a lot of memorable moments that are forgotten memories. And lastly, and I think this is a good question to wrap everything up.
What has been your motivation to keep doing podcasts and now introduce a new solo one? So it's not a new solo one. I broke it down earlier what my idea for the format of the episodes are for the podcast. But it's the fact of 11 years ago, I published my first podcast. And I have done... So GTA Wire had me and Anthony, and then Shane was involved. A couple other friends were there. Peter was involved. Cody was involved. And then I did... like, I tried to do a broken down segment version, and there's Kelly, Arithi. Someone almost got lit on fire with a shisha. And then I did a GTA Wire reboot with Pete, and then Pete and India were involved. And, like, there's so much archives, and it's just, like... And then I did This Is Brendan, because I went from groups to realizing I could only rely on myself. And even that evolved into involving so many fucking people. And I think the most memorable favorite moment I have in wrestling is the fact that I have so much... How do I put this? I have so many friends and involvement of people in this. So now that I have This Is Blank, as I get older, when I was younger, I used to say, I don't have an opinion on everything, but if you give me 2 minutes, I can develop an opinion. Now, I'm knowing, like, no one knows everything, and barely anyone knows even what the fuck they're talking about. And it's just like, you don't fucking know. So that's why this podcast is called This Is Blank. Fill in the blank. Am I talking with Mikey? Am I going on a side quest with Sway? Am I talking about June 2023 and my current mental health and upcoming dates and such? I don't know. And it's just like, that's been the motivation of, even if you don't know, just keep trying, keep... I don't even know if it's keep improving, because I do think every time you stop and restart, you do have a little bit more knowledge. I like, once again, I'm a big quote guy. There's a nice little quote that's, every time you restart, you're not starting from zero, you're starting from a base of knowledge. So it's very much 2 steps forward, 1 step back. That's still +1 in the grand scheme of things. And on that note, I'm going to sign off. Become an acolyte of Albright at patreon.com/BrendanC. The free OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/HoldenAllNight. Rate, review, subscribe, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to. And sincerely, like, look at all the links down below. Twitch.tv/BrendanHolden. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. Brendan Caulfield, Holden Albright, Holden Pro, Brendan C. Spades with the Z2316 for YouTube. But... all I want you guys to know is have a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Just have a safe life. I'm trying to get rid of the have fun, because fun isn't, I talked about it on the last podcast or something, fun isn't possible. You can't always be having fun. So stay safe, sane, healthy, and I truly appreciate being on the roads to your pursuits of happiness. Have a good day, everybody.
Basking our cosmic insignificance, so cut this blip we're living in, cause nothing matters anyway. Isn't that great?
So I guess I'm gonna record the intro after this. Okay. It is what it is. Hey, if you listened to the end of the podcast and you got to this, tweet me. Or put me in an Instagram story, or tag me on a Facebook post. Tell me what your favorite fruit or vegetable is. I think mine's banana for the fruit side. Does a potato count as a vegetable? Tweet, Instagram story, or Facebook tag. Hope you enjoyed this episode.